Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's program, we bring you an experience-sharing article entitled Practicing Falun Dafa is the Most Meaningful Thing I Have Ever Done by a Falun Dafa Practitioner in Mexico. This article was presented at the 2021 Mexico Falun Dafa Cultivation Experience Sharing Conference, and the English translation was published on the Minghui website on January 1st, 2022. Greetings, Venerable Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I am a retired accountant. I live with my son, who is a Falun Dafa practitioner, and my husband, who is not. I obtained the Fa through my son in March 2020. He learned about Falun Dafa at his university and encouraged me to practice. The first 3 months that I began practicing Falun Dafa were very special. I read the teachings with my son, who was trying to fill his mind with the Fa principles. This daily Fa study brought amazing changes to my mind and body in a very short time. From feeling light and refreshed during the first few weeks, I started having episodes of bodily purification, which would last a week or two and then disappear. One of the strongest was an intense headache. The back of my skull felt swollen and inflamed, with a stabbing pain, and that prevented me from opening my eyes. During these karma purges that made me sleep a lot, my son sat next to me and read the Fa to me. Because the pandemic was just beginning and we were confined to our home, we had plenty of time to study and practice. Our daily routine included reading Zhuan Falun, watching the videos of Master's lectures, and reading the other lectures Master gave at Fa conferences. Reading cultivation experiences on the Minghui website solidified my understanding that Falun Dafa is very deep and immense, very different from the many disciplines that I'd looked into in the past. I would like to share some of my most memorable experience during the short time I've practiced Falun Dafa. Part 1. Finding Truth and Gaining Inner Peace. The first great blessing I gained from Dafa was the immense relief of being able to abandon my search. It was exhausting to search for more knowledge, new techniques, new masters, and so on. I only realized how exhausting this was when I stopped. As soon as I began practicing, I felt enveloped by immense inner peace, and I began focusing on improving myself in Dafa. The teachings of those different other disciplines never quenched my thirst for seeking the truth. They were vague and incomplete when it came to answering my questions. Master said in Lecture 8 of Zhuan Falun, quote, "There are many people, both spiritual and not, who have long been seeking the truth and pondering the meaning of life." Unquote. This paragraph resonated with me because it describes my journey of seeking the truth. Looking back, I can see that all these previous experiences prepared me to accept the Fa principles and to be able to recognize them as the truth I longed for. The first time I read Zhuan Falun, I immediately recognized that it was a very special and profound book. The principles and truth Master talks about are like a soothing balm for my spirit, which inspires me to transcend this earthly realm. For example, in Lecture 1 of Zhuan Falun, Master said, quote, "It was in the greater universe that each person's soul first came into existence." End quote. Master also said, quote, "So the only way for someone to be healed, to be free of adversity, and to be unburdened of karma, is to engage in spiritual practice and return, pure as he once was, to his true home." This is a belief common to a range of spiritual traditions, and this is in fact the meaning of life. End quote. As I read the teachings, my feelings of immense gratitude, wonder, and reverence for Dafa bring tears to my eyes. The teachings of the Fa principles in Zhuan Fa Lun are very profound and transformative truths. They have gradually brought a sense of purpose to my life and relief from my sadness. They also led me to become aware of my fragility, vulnerability, and weakness in the face of the immensity and depth of the universe. It is an enormous privilege to find Falun Dafa and begin practicing. One can really ascend to high levels and cultivate in a rational, dignified, upright way with a broad perspective, as Master asks of us. Practicing Falun Dafa is the most precious and meaningful thing I have ever done in my life. In Lecture 8 of Zhuan Fa Lun, Master says, quote, "Ours is not only the most accessible practice, but is also attuned precisely to the qualities that underlie all of existence. It allows you to make the fastest and most efficient progress, since the practice is all about your heart and mind." End quote. I had many moments of hesitation in my cultivation, especially during the first few months. I wondered if the high standard demanded of a Falun Dafa cultivator was something I could achieve. Many times I acted poorly and felt very bad. Each time I evaluated myself, reflected and reaffirmed my decision to cultivate in Dafa, to be responsible to myself and follow Master's requirements for us. Master said in his teachings at the conference in New Zealand, quote, "Being able to identify your own shortcomings and then do better later on, that's cultivation." End quote. Part 2. Improving amid frictions. 5 months after I began practicing Falun Dafa, my family moved from the city where my son and I were the only practitioners to another city with other practitioners. Most of them are Asians from Taiwan and China, and some have practiced for more than 2 decades. After months of reading Minghui articles where other practitioners share how important it is to study and practice in a group to form a unified body and help each other in cultivation, I was happy to move to the other city. My happiness was short-lived, however, as the group environment helped point out my attachments. Master used people and situations in this group to shake me, make me stumble, enlighten me to my attachments, and help me to eliminate them. My biggest xinxing tests came from interacting with members of this group. Learning to be grateful from the heart for these frictions with other practitioners is a process that still happens and challenges me. Part 3. Cherishing cultivation opportunities. My sincere wish is to cultivate Dafa to the end, to fulfill my responsibilities as a Dafa disciple by doing well the 3 things that Master asks of us, and to follow Master back to my original home. This opportunity is so precious. Let us all value, respect, and especially not miss this unique opportunity that Dafa offers us to achieve perfection. These are my limited understandings at my level. If there is anything that is not in line with the Fa, please compassionately point it out. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much, Master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.